Welcome back to JR Morning. Quite an honor to be in studio today with Lloyd Jackson and also with our next guest. The Pistons take a 1-0 lead in the series with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Arne Tellem, vice chairman, has his hand on the rudder as the Pistons navigate their way through the playoff waters. And Arne, first of all, a dear friend, do so much good for the city of Detroit, you do. And it's an honor to have you here in the midst of the NBA playoffs.
It's great to be with you, Mark, and it's great to be up winning the first game 1-0. We have a big game tonight, so the place should be rocking.
I'm wondering, Arne, you know, the Pistons in the last series, and they played Orlando, and they were down 3-1, and they came back, won those three games. I mean, it was drama. It was tough. It gave my anxiety a little shake here. But, you know, from your vantage point, what does that kind of experience, that postseason experience, do for a young team's growth and identity? I mean, is that something that we kind of needed to get to where we are today?
I don't know if we needed it, but it made us stretch. I don't think I needed it personally.
Right.
But for the team, they say that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think it's the learning process. And it definitely, I think, prepared us for those tough moments. Even like in game one, when it was 93-93, when Cleveland came back, you know, to have the ability to suck it up and you know, play great defense with great intensity and not let those and be able to seize those moments to your advantage. And I think the more you play those kinds of games, playoff basketball is a lot different than the regular season. We have a very young team, and it is part of the growth process. And I think our players now draw on those moments to know that they can handle those moments of adversity and overcome them. And I think that is really a good thing for them to feel and know that when they have those challenges, they can meet them, not be afraid of them, that they've been there before and that they can handle it. And so it definitely is part of the learning process that I think every great team goes through.
Arne, the impact that you and your lovely wife, Nancy, have had on the city of Detroit has been incredible since your arrival here. You navigated the Pistons coming downtown, that move. You've navigated this growth, and you've done it with a very a patient and methodical approach as you're starting to see the fruits of all of this work, because you can't change a program around quickly. You've done this the right way. You're building a franchise that has the respect of so many. How has that process, and how have you kept that steady hand throughout the time since your arrival here in Detroit?
Well, we couldn't have done it without the support and really the vision of the owner, Tom Gores, who, when we talked about that we had to go through the rebuild, it's not something you really want to do. It's not fun. It's really hard. But he stuck with it and supported it, and it showed incredible patience. And we couldn't have done it without him. And we went through, you know, some painful moments. I think for all and mid-market, small market teams, there's really only one way to do it. It's building a foundation of a team through the draft. And we did that over a 4 or 5 year period, starting with Isaiah Stewart, and then the next year, obviously getting Cade, which was a huge, you know, foundational piece. And then the next draft, we got Jalen Duren, then Asar Thompson, added Ron Holland. And then while you do that, then when we went through the painful decision of making a change and bringing in Trajan Langdon and ultimately J.B. Bickerstaff, I think he gave us the leadership on the basketball side that we really needed. And both have contributed significantly. Trajan then added some veteran pieces to that group and helped bring, you know, recruit JB to come here. From the minute that Trajan came in, JB was, when we made the decision to change coaches, Trajan really focused was on JB Bickerstaff as the right guy, and that was a brilliant choice. And JB has brought something here to the players. I think that's is so hard. He fights for them. He cares about them. The players know he has their back every day, every moment. And when you have a coach like that, it allows you to play with total freedom. And that's what he's given them. He's been an incredible leader for that, for a young basketball team. And you see him on the sidelines, how he fights for them every game. And he wears the referees out fighting for them. And that's what they needed. And he's really brought this group together. And for me, just seeing this group of players, I've been in professional sports, Mark, you know how hard this is to find and in a team. This is probably the most connected group of players I've ever been around, or seen, you know, when I was an agent met for many years. They really care for one another. It's a selfless group. It's all about the team. It's all about winning. And it's an incredible culture. And just seeing them in the locker room or traveling with them, I've never been around a group that is that close and connected. And you feel that on the court, and you feel that every minute of the time that you spend with them, you see it. And I think that feeling also helps us. And in those moments of adversity, going back to what you asked originally,
Arn.
So, I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We've got about a minute left, but I can't leave without asking you about the excitement that's going on about the WNBA team coming to Detroit, and how I hear so much excitement about having a WNBA team back here in the city of Detroit, and then also what it does having that facility that's planned right down there by off of Jefferson by Belle Isle, right there at the old Uniroyal site. That's going to be great.
No, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic win for the city. We talk about Michigan being a great football state, but it's an incredible basketball state. We have the national champion, University of Michigan. Michigan State has had an amazing program. And now the Pistons are back, and with the WNBA coming, I think it really is a great win for our fans, our incredible sports fans here. And I think the WNBA will serve not only to inspire young girls to play, it'll inspire all people. And they're incredible players. And I think the best thing about them is that they'll be really great ambassadors into this community. And what we're planning to building on the Uniroyal site is obviously a new headquarters for the WNBA team, which will be a great building and mean a lot for this community. And we're hoping to, and planning on developing a youth academy, a center for youth sports on that site, which will be great for the youth of Detroit, and it's much needed to bring, great athletic facilities into the city for the kids of Detroit, and to give them a chance to maximize their potential and be able to participate and have great facilities to play in that are cutting edge and safe. And I think it'll be a great, beautiful site for this city. I think it'll be one of the great, really one of the great and most important sites for all young people in the city.
Yeah,
going forward.
100%.
Yeah. Arn, thank you so much for all you do for the city and